Another episode of Do What You Love. I am Jeff Kirkshin, your host. Thank you so much for joining. And make sure to follow at Do What You Love JK. It's over there. And you know, you can follow on all social media. And today we have a really awesome guest. I'm so excited to bring her in. She's a very good friend of mine. She is a radio host for Q104 Cleveland. We actually worked there together briefly. But what we're more talking about is her amazing influence she has made on the TikTok world. And her name is Morgan P. Talks. Morgan, hi!
Hi, how are you?
Thank you so much for taking some time for this podcast. And it's called Do What You Love because I really feel like of all of the noise that is going on TikTok today, everyone's trying to be an influencer, everyone's trying to get big. You have found something that you love and you're good at and you love to talk about, and that's Morgan P. Talks. You're kind of like an entertainment expert, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I mean, it's what I like to do in my spare time. It's what I do on the morning show. So it kind of just maneuvered into the social media world. And in less time than I thought, it has really taken off. So I'm having a blast doing it.
So you have, correct me if I'm wrong, over 70,000 followers on TikTok right now?
Yes, that is correct.
And so follow her at Morgan P. Talks. And also, we're growing that Instagram brand because that's where the real stuff happens. I think the real creators have a great Instagram following. Just over 7,000 on Instagram when we're recording
this.
Eight?
Yeah.
We passed eight.
In the world. I know, right?
That makes me so happy. Well, I know from experience and from our longstanding friendship, we've known each other about 6 years now. And you're one of those people, you had a YouTube channel, you're a self-starter. Like, you decide that you want to do something and you put your heart into it, and that's how it's done. I mean, how many videos a day are you producing for at Morgan P. Talks, talking about Real Housewives, you're talking about Bachelor Nation, you're talking about everything. How many videos a day are you cranking out?
Yeah, so I at least like to have three ideas at all times. Now, things pop up here and there, whether it be a trailer for a new show or, you know, breaking news, but I keep a running list. I'll show you. I have it right here of, oh, well, it's blurry, but I have a running list of ideas for TikToks. Whenever I have an idea, I just write it down. So I try to keep the wheels turning at all times, try to keep my thumb on the pulse of pop culture, entertainment news, whatever people are talking about, I am talking about.
Well, I mean, I'm glad that it was blurred out because I don't want to give away your secrets here, okay?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because you're absolutely crushing it on TikTok. You're crushing it on social media. And you're a radio person by trade. I mean, every single morning, 6 to 10 a.m. on Q104 in Cleveland. And you're doing the show every day. But this has also kind of become a full-time job for you, no?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it's what I love to do. So luckily on the morning show, my job is to do the pop culture and trending reports. So a lot of the stuff that I'm doing for my real day job, I just kind of transfer into the TikTok world. But there's a lot of stuff that I can't talk about on the morning show because in radio, you know, you only have 3 minutes to talk about the three biggest trending pop culture stories for the day. And it's like when I really want to take a deep dive into something or talk about a certain show that maybe is not as popular as the big ones like the Kardashians or The Bachelor, TikTok has really been an outlet for me to be able to do those deep dives. And they're a minute long. So it's like I'm using everything that I've learned in the radio industry to repurpose for social media.
Now, Morgan, for you, when did you know, holy crap, this is getting real? Like, I'm kind of, I don't want to say influencing because I hate that word, influencers. I hate it. Because you are a content creator. You really do come up with genuine takes. You do your research. You work hard on your video content. But when did you know you're like, I'm making an impact in this world of entertainment news? Was there one moment you can point to?
Yeah, I think the moment had to be, I think I had like 15,000 followers, which I am of this stance that it really is not about the number, because you could have a million followers and not make an impact on people's life. What I really care about, and I mean, of course, it's very easy to get caught up in, oh, well, this person has more numbers than me and I need to grow at this rate and whatever. But at the end of the day, what matters to me is that I'm building an audience that actually cares about what I am putting out and that wants to engage with me. And sometimes, you know, people have millions of followers and they could care less what they actually have to say. Do you get what I'm saying? So I try to stay away from the numbers game and the comparison game. But I will say that when I started gaining some followers, I think I had about 15,000. I actually had a producer of one of the reality shows slide into my DMs on Instagram and give me like a tip to post about on TikTok. So she was like, hey, I saw your TikTok. Just want to let you know this is going on behind the scenes. I think it would be great if you like did a TikTok about it. So I was like,
what?
Oh yeah. I was like, okay, wow. This is really the moment that I think I made it, when producers of these shows are sliding into my DMs to give me TikTok ideas.
Well, that is, I think that's so, such a great testament to the content you do, because this producer is truly trusting you with great information, with a great source. And I think I remember seeing that video and I was like, sheesh, she's a big deal now. She's like a source. She has a source. She's a big deal. And it really is cool because, you know, this world of reality television, listen, a lot of people look at it and say, oh, it's dumb, it's not real. But trust me, I'm a huge Bachelor, Bachelorette fan. You know that about me. And it's just a great escape. Mm-hmm. It's a great way away from the daily onslaught of, well, one, the annoying political sphere and all the news that surround us every single day, but also your own life, right? Like every once in a while, I want to see somebody else's life be a complete and total disaster instead of mine.
Yeah. I mean, I had always been a reality TV fan, but I would say that I really dove deep into it in quarantine. You know, I wasn't keeping up with all of these shows all the time before coronavirus, but obviously, you know, especially the first 2 months of lockdown or so, I had a lot of free time on my hand. I was working from home. I live alone. My boyfriend lives in London and I have not been able to see him really that much. So I was looking for a way to fill my time. And I found myself just binge watching these reality shows. And I would try to watch something else that wasn't like reality based. And I just wasn't interested. And so I remember, you know, like coming into TikTok, I was just posting things because TikTok really blew up when we were all stuck at home in quarantine.
I've said TikTok was the greatest thing that, or quarantine was the greatest thing that ever happened to TikTok.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, I was on it, but I wasn't on it until one day I just made a random video about like rules that the housewives had to follow. And it just like blew up. And I was like, you know what? I love talking about this stuff. People seem to be reacting to this video I made. Let me try to make some more about Housewives content, Bravo content. And from there, I mean, it's just been so much fun and a creative outlet for me in what has been really a dark time for everybody.
Well, Morgan, on the podcast, I had the Mackins on. They're a husband-wife duo that have a podcast called Making It with the Mackins. And they are crude and amazing and hilarious, and they, nothing's off the table when it comes to talking about their parenting life. So they're not like projecting any sort of, here's how you tuck your baby in. They're cursing up a storm. They rank their four kids at the end of each show. And something that she said that I think you kind of embody this is, she said, the advice I have for anybody trying to start a podcast, or in this case a TikTok account, is if you don't love it and it starts to become work, then it's not going to be successful because it's going to be too much for you to do.
Yeah, I think that's a really great point. And it's one of those things where you mentioned earlier that I used to dabble in YouTube. And like, as a creative person, you and I are both very creative people. You know, you're constantly trying to look for new ways to get all this stuff going on in your head out. And, you know, I tried YouTube, I tried other things, and nothing just stuck. It was like, after a while, it's like you said, it just became work. And I finally feel like now with the TikTok and the Instagram that I'm doing, it doesn't feel like work. And somebody actually told me, you know, when you feel like that, that's your passion. And I was like, oh my God, I found my passion at 28 years old, you know, like maybe it took a long time. But I'm here and I'm having a blast.
So Morgan, for somebody who, you should follow her at Morgan P Talks on all of the social media. Let's get those Instagram numbers up too, because you're making genuine content for TikTok and new content for Instagram all the time. I feel like always I see you on my Instagram stories crushing it. Now for somebody like me, I'm really only in the Bachelor Nation sphere. I do Bachelor in Paradise. I love that show. I think it's an absolute, just hysterical what they do to these people, because everyone's desperate, everyone's drunk. It's amazing. But for somebody like me, What is there a show you would recommend that's like, I guess, smaller in the world of reality TV that more people should be watching that you're like, I can't believe more people aren't talking about how great this show is?
Okay, I will say that the two shows that I'm completely obsessed with right now are Summer House on Bravo and Southern Charm. And they're actually doing a spinoff of the two shows together called Winter House. So, I mean, it's crazy, but I love it because they're not the big shows like The Bachelor, and they're not even really the big Bravo shows because everyone thinks Bravo, they think Housewives. Mm-hmm. But I love Southern Charm and Summer House because their people are age and they actually have jobs. You know, it's not like their job is to be this really rich housewife that goes around and starts drama, or they're not trying to find love. It's really about their personal relationships with each other. And you can see like a lot of yourself in these people. And I love that out of a reality show where you really, really feel like you can connect and it's not just this dream world. So Jeff, I think you would love Southern Charm and Summer House. So put it on the list.
I'm writing them down. Southern Charm. And Summer House. Okay, got him. You know what? One show, and I don't know if you dive into this at all, but my fiance and I were super into Temptation Island. I don't know if you're into this show, but I think it is the best, worst TV and the worst, best TV I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I've dabbled. I mean, I'm not like as like gung-ho with that as I am like the Kardashians and stuff like that. But those TV shows are what makes you like escape from reality, you know, because I feel the same way. I mean, The Bachelor, especially this past season, is the same way. It's so bad that it's so good, even though this season was truly terrible. But like Bachelor in Paradise too. Mm-hmm. It's so bad that it's good.
You're absolutely right. Bachelor, I mean, when I started watching Bachelor, I only did it from a competitive standpoint because I was told that ESPN had a Bachelor bracket. And it was my first full season. I dabbled here and there with my mom and my sister growing up, but my first full season of Bachelor was Ben Higgins' season. And I called the final two and the winner on the first night, being that it was Lauren, who's expecting a baby anytime now, and JoJo as the runner-up called it and called that JoJo would be the next one. And I'm like, this stuff is easy, man. And next year, I swear to God, I got like none of the top five. Like I had one of the top five members in my top five.
Well, good for you, Jeff.
I got lucky. I got lucky 1 year. Now, you're spending a lot of time on this account. And for those who are trying to break through the mold of being a TikTok content creator, you know, I have some following, but it's really from one video I made. And I feel like a lot of people get there and you made this one video talking about the Real Housewives and then all of a sudden, boom, it blew up. You know your niche now. But for someone who's trying to start things up, do you have any recommendations, any advice you can provide to somebody listening?
Whew, yeah, that's a tough question because you really do have to know going into it what you want to do if you want to create a certain platform for a specific niche. And luckily for me, now that I'm doing like pop culture and stuff, it's like a 24-hour news cycle. So there's always new stuff. It's very easy to come up with new ideas because different stuff is happening every day. Whereas like, you know, I've talked to you about what you were doing before. It's a little bit harder for you to plan these things, you know, that take months of planning. And when you're helping that family out, which was amazing, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. But it's like you said before, you have to find what you're really passionate about, because at that point, it doesn't become work. It becomes your passion project. And I mean, I know it sounds so cliche and corny. And I don't even want to say that about like my social media. Oh, it's my passion project. But it really is. It's something that I enjoy. And you know what? If it takes off, it takes off. If it doesn't, I'm still enjoying what I'm doing with my time and energy.
So how do your parents feel about this newfound success? I mean, you've been on the radio for quite a few years now, hosting on Q104 in Cleveland, not only mornings, but also middays. I mean, you're just crushing it over there. And how do your parents feel about this newfound excitement? And your boyfriend, who is in another country, and I want to get to that in a second, but you're in a long-distance relationship, so you're able to take the time to watch these shows, right?
Yeah, I mean the time frame works out really great because he's 5 hours ahead of me,
Okay.
and I get off work at like 11:30 at the latest. So while he's working, I'm watching all these shows, I'm doing all the work, and then by the time that we're both done, it's like, okay, now we can talk to each other. And he's great too. I mean, he's a creative, he's a UX designer. So anytime I have questions, I just ask him, and he's just like such a tremendous help. But about my parents, I mean, and I don't know, you probably can relate to this, but I felt like, you know, when I told my parents I wanted to go into entertainment, they're like, oh, Morgan, you know, because it is a hard industry,
Yeah.
and it's like, it's not like a certain, it's not like a stable thing because things change so quickly. Do you get what I'm saying? And
Yeah.
it's so competitive. It's so competitive. But they've always been so encouraging and just believed in me. And I think, you know, my mom especially really has always been my biggest cheerleader and always kind of instilled in me that, you know, Morgan, you can do whatever you want to do. You just have to really work hard at it. And I think if I didn't have somebody like her instilling that in me from a very young age, I wouldn't have the confidence in myself to say, you know what, I can really do this. I can really be on a morning radio show. I can really be a digital creator and have a following. Like, I can do it, but it's going to be hard work and it's going to take time, but you'll get there.
Are your parents on TikTok?
Lord, no. Actually, my mom did make a TikTok, but I think just to follow me. She likes to keep tabs. You know what I mean?
That's the way parents are. And I remember I was talking to my dad, and you mentioned a little bit earlier about the family we adopted for Christmas for the Venmo challenge. My dad kept asking, because I'd repost him on Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff. And my dad doesn't have a Facebook. He only has Twitter, and he never tweets. Even though, being that he is a baseball analyst, he has quite a few followers. He's scared of Twitter because he's butt tweeted before.
Oh, gosh.
And he actually butt tweeted at somebody who works for Barstool. So
They respond?
you know they were all over it. It was on Barstool.com. Like, they were all, it was Big Cat, if you know any of the Barstool guys. So, oh my God. And the poor guy. And I called my dad. I said, Dad, I'm on Twitter and you're like trending. You need to like figure. And he's like, what did I do now, Jeff? What did I do? But, you know, he's not on TikTok. My mom's not on TikTok. And I think that the app really, though, does have an amazing discoverability about it. And I think a lot of the times, if you want to see all of the ass shaking videos, you can go here. If you want to see all of the thirst traps, you can go here. If you want to see all of the D-bags, you can go here. But I think that for people like you, and there's a lot of musicians who are getting discovered on TikTok now, which is crazy. I think there's a positive end to TikTok that a lot of people aren't seeing.
No, I agree 100%. And I mean, especially for people like us, creative people who work in entertainment, it's just another outlet. And it's like the entire world is moving into the digital space, right? So you've got to adapt with the times. And it's like at the beginning, I didn't think TikTok was anything but teenagers doing stupid dances, you know? But once you really like dive deep into it and you get your For You page tailored to what it is that, you know, you like to see. It really is. I mean, if it had not been for TikTok, I would not be where I am right now. I wouldn't have discovered this whole brand that I'm trying to build. I wouldn't have discovered, you know, that there is a way to do it without going the traditional YouTube route. And I think, in my opinion, TikTok's the most popular social media that we have right now because you can grow your brand quicker than you can on Instagram and on Twitter. And I don't know if anybody uses Facebook anymore. So
Yeah,
sorry.
it's heartbreaking because I absolutely love Facebook, and I'm old-fashioned for that way. But if you ever hit the watch button on Facebook, have you ever seen the videos that are coming out? They're like, Facebook is pushing out these really, really, quite frankly, terrible video content of people holding signs. Like, I'm in love with my plumber and I'm gonna give him a kiss. And it's like all fake. It's all fake stuff. And you mentioned the For You page and things getting tailored to you. I know, obviously, your For You page. And for those that don't have TikTok or don't know what that is, basically, based upon what you like, what you comment on, and who you follow, they're gonna introduce you to a lot of new content, kind of more or less down that theme. So, for example, mine, a lot of heartfelt stuff that'll make you cry, because that's kind of stuff I do on some of my content. But also, I get a lot of home improvement. a lot of stuff like that. What comes up on Morgan P. Talks FYP that isn't entertainment based?
Okay. Tons of makeup reviews. So I know really? What makeup to buy. Yeah. A lot of like clothing hauls. So I know, you know, where to buy clothes and easy cooking recipes, like two ingredient cooking recipes.
I mean, that's the best. Those are the best ones to follow. And I have to bring up your boyfriend, David, who is extremely talented. And you told me, and I need you to tell literally everybody listening to the podcast now, because I think he gave you the greatest birthday present in the history. And men, take notes, because this is how you win a woman's heart. Tell them about the birthday present you got this year.
Yeah, so this whole Morgan P. Talks thing kind of happened like really, really aggressively in December. I mean, it started coming together in like October, November, but I really started doing it heavy in December. So I made a TikTok, I made an Instagram, and that's when I decided I was going to start posting every single day. I always wanted a place where I could streamline my content, where you can literally find everything Morgan P. Talks in one place. So for my birthday, my boyfriend made me a Morgan P. Talks website. I mean, real wow. Just the greatest gift ever. And it's so perfect. You go, it says it's morganptalks.com. It says what I do. I talk reality TV. You can find me here on TikTok. You can find me here on Instagram. There's buttons that you can click and it'll take you right to certain videos. I mean, it is phenomenal.
I got my fiance a pair of sandals last year for her birthday. Let that settle in for a second. So guys, and I really do think that speaks to your guys' relationship. You're both extremely creative people. I think that warrants an attraction between the two of you is being a creative person and being with him. Now, you guys are in a long distance relationship. He lives in London, right?
Yes.
And you live in Cleveland, Ohio. When was the last time you guys got to see each other given all that's been going on the last year and a half?
It was September, and then before September, it was January. So it's been like 15, 16 months, and I've seen him a total of 10 days in 15 months. Just been absolutely insane. And, you know, every time I talk to people, they have that similar reaction because people don't really know what's going on between countries, which why would they? Like, there's no reason. If I wasn't dating somebody who lives in London, I wouldn't know what was going on between us and the United Kingdom. But it's been really tough. I joined a lot of Facebook groups of people in cross-continental relationships.
Really?
So, yeah, there's a lot more people going through this than you think. Because, you know, you want to see your partner. You want to do whatever you can to see your partner. And there's rules changing and, you know, traffic light systems and testing and all this stuff. So I joined a ton of Facebook groups to keep me in the know. And that's really the only reason why I ended up going over there in September to begin with, because I thought the whole time I wasn't allowed to go there. Well, that's not really the case. Of course, there's a lot of hoops that you have to jump through to be able to go. But yeah, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to see him soon. We're planning something. So fingers crossed that we can actually make it happen.
I think it's so interesting that you're part of these Facebook groups that are like kind of like support groups. And I think social media is a great place for that. You and I are both part of a group called Radio Peeps on Facebook as well, where people, quite frankly, just complain a lot about being in radio. That group's losing its cool a little bit for me.
I'm telling you, I don't get on Facebook much, so.
Is Facebook not cool? Why? This is the second time you've told me that now. I'm pretty heartbroken over this.
Well, you know, I just spend so much time on TikTok and Instagram, and I'm creating content for those platforms that I don't get on Facebook because it takes time away from Instagram and TikTok.
Well, I'm going to go right on your wall and see how long it takes for you to see it. I don't even know the last time I wrote on somebody's wall.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Thank God Facebook bought Instagram. Well, at Morgan P. Talks, follow her on Instagram, follow her on TikTok. Do not friend her on Facebook. She will not see it. Morgan, I can't thank you enough for taking some time for the podcast today. And I mean, to see your success and see all that you've done on your own, I know you're going to break through that ceiling and you're going to be doing very, very big things very soon.
Thank you, Jeff.
I have to ask, do what you love. With that being said, I do have one question that I love to ask my guests. If you were to start a podcast today, okay, you start your own podcast and you have to pick somebody to do the podcast with, but they cannot be in your realm. Nobody from any of the, Real Housewives series. I'm talking, I want truly David and Goliath, no pun intended on your boyfriend's name being David. You need to pick somebody so completely opposite in a different world than you, but that you would love to sit down and talk to for a podcast. Who would you pick?
And I have it be like a famous person?
Yeah.
I need an example. Like, you tell me yours.
So mine would be The Rock.
Okay.
I think The Rock and I, we would be able to cover a lot of things, right? The man is an ex-wrestler. He's an actor. He's super famous. He's a good dude. He does great for communities. That's where we kind of see eye to eye. But he could bench press me 74 times. Without resting. So, like, that would be my kind of example. I have somebody who I think you would pick, but I want you to give us an answer first, and then I'll tell you if that was my answer or not.
Well, see, this is hard for me because I want to pick a celebrity, but technically I can't pick a celebrity, right?
You can pick a celebrity, but they just can't be in the reality TV world.
Okay.
So you can't pick Kim K, but you could pick Kevin Hart, for an example. Like, he's a celebrity, but he's not in reality television.
Okay, let's see. Oh, this is such a hard question, Jeff.
I can't believe you're not coming up with what I've already come up for you.
No, you tell me, because I'm struggling.
I thought you were going to straight up say Kevin Love without even hesitating.
Really? Wow, that's interesting.
That is your celebrity crush.
Well, my mind just automatically always goes to Justin Bieber or Harry Styles, but I feel like that's too close.
No, but it's different because you don't really cover the music world. I mean, you do work in radio, of course, and you play Harry Styles and play Justin Bieber. But the Morgan P. Talks brand is very much Real Housewives, Bachelor, and all that. So I think a J. Biebs and P. Dubs would be a great,
yes.
A great, great podcast.
That's my answer, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber, yeah. I know you're a huge fan of him.
So when he hears this podcast, go ahead, just slide into the DMs, Biebs.
Yeah.
I am ready.
If he's one of the 200 people that listen to it, that would be amazing. Morgan P. Talks, follow her on Instagram, follow her on TikTok. You can see all the tags there. And if you're not following us on Instagram or on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook and all that, you can see the video of the podcast as well, because Morgan's got that glow up look on Zoom right now, looking like 100 times better than me. So, Morgan, thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
Thanks, Jeff.